piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Okay, now this is the voice of doom.
By 2100, half of all the world's plant and animal species will disappear.
That was the voice of doom. It really is a threat. You can imagine what the impact of that would be on what's available for us to eat in this world. We're food guys, and that's what we're concerned with.
I know.
Right?
It's been known for a long time. The soil is one of our largest reservoirs of biodiversity. It's been known for a long time, but now the research is showing how important all of this is to sustaining life on the earth. Soil contains almost one-third of all living organisms.
Now that's it, folks. That's it right there. I mean, the planet is mostly water. Granted, the parts that are covered with soil are relatively small compared to what the rest of the planet is. And yet, one-third of all that life is in that soil.
About 1% of the soil's microorganisms have even been identified. So it's amazing how much research there is still to be done here. Soil is the foundation on which the house of terrestrial biodiversity is built. Without robust soil ecosystems, the world's food web would be in real trouble.
Well, I think it is, And that's why they embarked on this thing called the Global Soil Biodiversity Initiative. This is scientists getting together to figure out what is in the soil, where it's endangered, and try to determine the health of the essential ecosystems that soil provides us.
And they're looking at soil everywhere. Not in some remote, far-off place, but right here. It's in New York Central Park, as a matter of fact.
That's one of the places where they're examining it.
What are we talking about when we talk about the life that resides in soil? A lot of people don't think in terms of the soil as containing life. We know about earthworms. If you're a fisherman, you go into the soil and you get your earthworms. We also get fungi, and some of these things we cannot see. Some of the nematodes are so small, we can't see them. We have microbes, which is a general class of itty-bitty organisms. And then we have mites, and we have gophers. Any of these, of course, they dig and terrorize one's garden. So these are all part of the soil biota.
We all return to the dust ourselves. So we're part of it, too, you know.
Yes, we are. I was so fascinated by the smallness of the life. And how it's all concentrated in such a small volume. And so to learn that a teaspoon of soil may have billions of microbes divided among 5,000 different species or types. So we have thousands of species of fungi and protozoa and nematodes and mites and a couple of termite species. And how all of these and other pieces fit together is still largely a mystery. And yet it's all so important.
At the same time, now, here we are, this one species, the humans, spreading all over the planet, and we're having an enormous impact on it. But one thing, we're paving a lot of this.
Oh, paving, yes.
Every parking lot is covering up soil, essentially having a huge impact on what's underneath there. But you have other things like, say, in Africa, overgrazing has a huge impact. The amount of chemicals that we put into the soil in our own agricultural complex, the industrial agriculture that we're pursuing here on this particular portion of the earth, that also has an enormous impact. These are all the kinds of things that are being studied right now to try to figure out how can we manage this a little bit better so that that doomsaying threat that I voiced early on does not come true, that half of these organisms in the world might disappear
by 2100.
I mean, holy cow. We can't have that.
We can't have that. And healthy soils also hold a cure for some diseases.
Oh, yes.
Antibiotic compounds are the chemical weapons of competing soil microbes. Most of the antibiotics we use came from the soil. Scientists are searching soil in various places now for a new class of antibiotics to deal with antibiotic-resistant diseases. Because these bugs are smart, they can mutate very quickly, so you have to always come up with new compounds. And who knows, the answer may lie underneath the fountains and sidewalks of Central Park.
There are some things that can be done. We have to reorganize our educational approach. Farmers and gardeners need to practice no-till agriculture. It means not plowing every year and allowing dead vegetation to decompose. Backyard gardeners can do the same thing. You know, you can avoid synthetic chemicals, adding compost. All these things are very important kinds of things that can be done. So it isn't as if this is something that's completely out of our control, out of our hands, although I think it could turn out that way if we remain blasé about it, if we don't pay any attention to it.
But I think the independent gardeners, they're the answer.
We've really got to come to grips with this industrial agriculture that basically is what we mean by agriculture in developed countries like our own. Think about that a little bit, folks, and make up your mind that you're going to do something about it. Use some compost, and don't forget to tune in next week to
The Food Guys. Da 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 da